It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time, they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. Thursday night edition, News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake and Christopher Tubbs until 9 p.m. Me and Christopher Tubbs last night at 8:40-ish, going into that final segment of the show, we were closing out the show with the breaking news about the airplane and helicopter crash, the collision that took place at Reagan National Airport. And we talked about that in the final segment. And that was our final topic, story, and information that we were seeing in real time that we relayed to the listening audience that we knew was the biggest story in the world in that specific moment. And it was utterly heartbreaking. It's just as heartbreaking today because we don't have any survivors. And in that specific instance, last night, when I left work and I got home, I prayed. And I hoped and I prayed. And I said, I hope that there are people that will be able to survive this horrific, tragic situation. I'm just going to say a prayer and hope and wish for the best. And we did not get good news. We have not gotten any good news at all. And I think that everybody in our country today is filled with sadness. And we'll continue to get more information about who were on the plane, who were on the helicopter. And I think that most people know by now that the skating community, the figure skating community, has been absolutely negatively impacted. And not just them. But I'm just highlighting that because I saw video just a short time ago with legendary figure skater Nancy Kerrigan. And seeing Nancy Kerrigan being so emotional, it just fills me with sadness. And I think that at this particular point, we need to make sure that we get to the bottom of everything with this situation to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And more than anything, right now, at 6:11 Central Time, we should be providing these families with everything that they need right now. These communities with everything that they need right now. Comfort the American people that this is an outlier and we will not see other tragedies like this. Those are the things that I want to see, that I feel should be discussed and talked about, and people coming together. It's a very somber moment. Like, it's such a tragic situation. Just a few days ago, what were we talking about? The Space Challenger shuttle. And I'm talking about being a middle school kid, remembering being in my math class with Mr. Sudo, and he wheels into the room the television, and we're all excited. And then in the blink of an eye, that excitement faded. It came and gone with the swiftness, with the quickness. And so in this moment, right now, I think that we're all set, right? But one thing I don't like feeling, beyond the sadness and hoping and wishing for the best for everybody involved, is the frustration when people are quick to say things and voice opinions that are destructive to our society. The people that should be cared for in this moment are those that are grieving, the people that need assistance, the people that need help, the people that their lives were taken from them, and now their communities and families have to deal with that loss. That's what today should be about. That's what tonight should be about. It should not be any grandstanding and politicizing an air tragedy. There's a part of me, and I don't want to get into percentages about sadness, grief, anger, but to see it be politicized is despicable, it's classless, and some people should be better than that. We know that they aren't, and I don't have any issue saying that. But how could you? How could you? How could anybody with a heart, with class, start invoking DEI in the midst of tragedy? How dare you with the disrespect? It's unbelievable that we have to endure disrespect in a moment of sadness right now. That's not how I think that any one of us should want to live their lives. Everybody's life has value. Everybody's life has meaning. To invoke ridiculous notions And to politicize tragedies is unacceptable. We shouldn't be going down that road. If anybody thinks that that is acceptable, I just don't know what to tell you. It's frustrating. It doesn't make things better. It makes things worse. You know, I had a hard time sleeping last night because I was one of those individuals that, after me and Chris talked about it, and we looked at the information and we got the televisions on the different channels and stuff like that, I am one of those individuals that went home. And I had people texting me about the Wolves, and yeah, I was watching a little bit of the Wolves, but I was more caring about this story, more than what Anthony Edwards was doing against the Phoenix Suns. That's what we need more of. People caring about how do we come together in the midst of adversity, actually finding out the true issue or issues that we're facing and why things happen, and not jump to conspiracy theories. We'll have plenty of time to hear about why, but people were literally within an hour.
Well, look at that helicopter. Look at how they're going right at the.
Like I'm going to sit here and make any sort of definitive thought about what took place based on grainy video. You've got to be kidding me. Can we all just be a little bit better than what we're dealing with? 651-461-9226. Baseless accusations with regards to a deadly plane crash, unacceptable. Your text, your phone calls, we can take them next here on the Lake Show.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews.
So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, 651-461-9226. Such a tragic situation in our country. And I hate that there are people that want to make it worse. I think let me rephrase that. I don't want to say I think. I know that something that I saw somebody late in the evening mention about one of the participants in the, in terms of one of the skaters, because the flight was coming from Wichita, and there was a person that, and I don't have, like, I can't confirm that this is fact, okay? So I'm not this was someone from the figure skating community that said that they knew people that were on board, okay? So take that for what it's worth. But it doesn't have anything necessarily to do with the overarching point. It has to do with how I felt when I heard this, was that they saw or had – got information about people that were on the plane, and they made the comment that a family was gone. That took my breath away. Like, in that moment, I could barely think about a family no longer with us, you know, a husband, wife, and their child. I just, when I mention that, and when I say that, I'm just trying to reiterate that right now, when people are going through the moment of being emotional, of grieving, of being sad, let's try to be comforting to each other. Let's not spread conspiracy theories. Let's not jump to conclusions. And let's not make baseless claims without evidence. 651-461-9226. We could take some phone calls here. We'll start with Nick. How you doing, Nick?
Well, hello, Henry. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So, yeah, all I can say is I totally agree with you, because I received an email from a company that I've partnered with called American Associations with People with Disabilities, and I can send this to you or Chris if you want to see it. Basically said, maybe you already saw this, I don't know, basically said that Trump is blaming the disabled community for the plane crash.
I hadn't seen that.
Okay.
I don't know why he would. I don't know why he would be blaming anyone. Realistically,
I don't either. Yeah, but all I can say is I'm scared but hopeful. I'm scared because of what he's doing, but I'm hopeful because there are plenty of people who stand up to him, and there are of course plenty of people who stand up to these so-called voters that say they think Trump's the greatest. But you know what it really is? People aren't thinking. The people who vote for Trump, and I can speak for my aunt and uncle, are just, they live in the tough it out world, and that's the only world they know.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from Nick in Roseville. Look, clearly when I am talking about the blame game, I'm talking about the president. Okay. I didn't even need to say his name because I think we all know who's been saying baseless, ridiculous things. I want the overarching message of this segment, of these first 30 minutes, to know that we should be comforting and we should be caring for each other. We should not be jumping to conspiracy theories. We should not be jumping to any conclusions about anything. We don't have enough information right now. This time yesterday, people were on a flight, still alive, and they're gone now. And we'll have plenty of time to talk more about, because people are going to be looking into his new transportation secretary, who voted against FAA funding in 2019, who voted to defund the agency that provides air safety. There's going to be a lot of criticism that way. We'll get there. But right now, I'm more caring about everybody involved. Let's go to Mary in Stillwater. How you doing, Mary?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. I've been better.
Good. Good. Yeah, I've been better, too. I'm calling, you know, to me, he's a very, very sick man. And I really feel that he needs to go get help. I mean, he's destroying everybody in the United States with what he's doing, and probably overseas and every place else. We all are getting,
but you know what though, Mary, I'll say this. Okay. It's one thing for you and I to feel a certain way about President Donald Trump, but Donald Trump has been enabled to do and say the things that he's doing. That is America's biggest problem. He has been enabled to do all of these things that are not things that are making our quality and way of life any better. And that's the problem here. We have to stop enabling people that are destructive and harmful to our existence.
Yes, and I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, my feelings is he's sick. And he needs to be some way tested or to show how sick he is, but not with doctors that he's associated with, because they're just all going to lie about it for him.
Hey, thanks for the phone call from Mary in Stillwater. I don't disagree with Mary. I think that me and Mary are on the same page. Right now, though, we don't have any guardrails in this country. When we have independent people that have a job to do with regards to inspecting things, and they get fired, that doesn't help matters. So I think we're in a very scary place in this country, because things get thrown out there and it's kind of unacceptable.
Yeah, you dismantle things like the pandemic response team because you didn't like it. You felt it wasn't necessary. And then you see what happens here in the span of 9 days. You fire the FAA director. You freeze the air traffic control hiring. You disband the Aviation Safety Advisory Committee. Then you send a buyout and a retirement ransom letter to existing FAA employees. Then the next day you have the first American mid-air collision in 16 years with 67 fatalities. This is not DEI. This is not Obama. This is not Biden. This is a resource problem.
But let me say this real quick. I am not sitting here saying, because we need more resources, right? I agree with you on that. I am not sitting here putting this particular incident that occurred last night in terms of the blame game. I'm not putting that on Donald Trump.
No, I'm not either. I think if you look at how things lined up, you can't say that it was DEI. You can't say that it was a previous administration. We had an awful.
Well, you can't sit here and start saying that you want to buy all these people out and you want to start laying people off And on the other hand, we find out that they were understaffed yesterday.
Yeah, I just want compassion. I want a statement that shows compassion about these people. Something that's like, hey, I'm thinking about the families, not trying to figure out where the blame is, like you were saying.
Yep. One final phone call. Let's get to Dave in Andover. What's up, Dave?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
This is just another classic, example of the Trump reaction to someone else's, tragedy. I grew up.
Hold on. Let me say this real quick. I think that encapsulates the problem. You just said that him reacting to someone else's tragedy. What we should all be doing is looking at it as our tragedy, not him looking at it as someone else's. We should internalize and all feel bad about this.
Well, obviously, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The average, the population feels horrible. I mean, it's sad, but he doesn't look at it that way. I grew up with a guy that was an air traffic controller, and I'm telling you, that is one of the most demanding jobs you could ever imagine. What they concentrate on, and that's why there's such a high mortality rate to air traffic controllers that they can't do the job and they quit. I mean, there's numerous suicides, in air traffic controllers, and to have that understaffed, it's sad.
Yeah, it is. It is sad to have it understaffed. Thank you for the phone call from Dave in Andover. Let me repeat again. I am not looking at the context of what happened last night, and am jumping to say Donald Trump. It's your fault this happened. It's your fault. Now that you just you've been ushered back into the old law, this is your fault. My point is, let's all be concerned about what happened. Let's not jump to conclusions. Let's not do conspiracy theories. Let's not make baseless claims and ridiculous claims about DEI and woke as the reason why and all these other things. Let's make sure that we have people in those spots, in those jobs, and let's not be cutting back. I mean, air travel is incredibly important for us all in this world, in this country, in our communities. So to think that that's a part of the everyday workplace where we have to start doing shortcuts, I'm not buying that. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather with Chief Meteorologist from WCCO Television, Chris Schaefer. And what is going on in the National Football League with player conduct in relation to one specific industry? We get to that next year on the Lake Show.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't know what's in the water in the National Football League, but this is a bad, bad look. So just a few years ago, we had Deshaun Watson in Houston, allegations of sexual assault. And many of them stem from the massage therapist that he was using, exposing himself, and all these just despicable, distasteful, disgusting things, right? I don't know how many women came out. I mean, you can refresh my memory. I mean, I think it was like 26.
I was going to say it was in the mid-20s. At last I knew it was 24, and there were still more that were coming in.
I mean, it just...
He's a creep.
Like, beyond a creep. 26 women come out and say that you expose yourself and you grope them and you...
I'm not good with numbers, but if 26 women say that you've done it, you're probably not innocent. I'm going to throw that out there.
Agreed.
And well, people here wanted Deshaun Watson.
Well, today, in another, I think that we were all shocked by that. Like, when we heard that story about Deshaun Watson, I think that everybody was shocked by that. Because anybody that followed Deshaun Watson, tracking him from college and all that, they would understand that, you know, top-notch quarterback coming out of high school, went to Clemson, had all that success at Clemson. His mother, he and his mother, they benefited from a program that was put on by Ward Dunn, who's a phenomenal human being, former running back, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ward Dunn, his mother was a police officer who was killed in the line of duty. Ward Dunn, to honor his mother, a slain officer, he made sure that he started up a program during his NFL career where he was giving back to single mothers and helping them get into homes, okay? One of the individuals that benefited from that was Deshaun Watson, okay? So when all this stuff came out about Deshaun Watson, I think people were surprised by it because they're like, man, this guy's humble. He's classy. He's this, he's that. Oh, he's a creep. Well, today it comes out that Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, he has now been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by six massage therapists in the Baltimore area, according to an investigation by the Baltimore Banner. Tucker's conduct, according to the article on Thursday, caused some therapists to refuse to work with him again and resulted in two spas banning him from returning. The allegations reportedly occurred between 2012 and 2016 which were Tucker's first five seasons in the NFL. So it took quite some time for this to come out. After this article was posted and it was being reported on, Tucker called the allegations unequivocally false in a lengthy response on social media. He posted on X today, quote, "Throughout my career as a professional athlete, I have always sought to conduct myself with the utmost professionalism. I have never before been accused of misconduct of any kind, and I have never been accused of acting inappropriately in front of a massage therapist or during a massage therapy session or during other body work." Listen, have I ever, I don't know if you've ever heard a story about Justin Tucker. I have not.
No,
but never. This is the thing that gets real tricky. When it's one accusation, I think people are like, oh, okay. All right, it doesn't matter what the numbers are. You want to see it play out, okay?
Yep.
When you hear two, then you get a little bit uncomfortable. When you hear more than two, then you get extremely uncomfortable. When the number six, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, is this a concerted attack on Justin Tucker? I don't know. But Justin Tucker is, when the number's that high, how does he get around the damage? Do you think it's possible to get around the damage? Now I will say this. I think that one of the things that's very unfortunate in our society is we have people like Deshaun Watson. And what I mean specifically by that is Deshaun Watson benefited from his situation. He benefited from these allegations. How did he benefit? He got traded and got a massive contract extension, fully guaranteed, by the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, because Cleveland was willing to overlook whatever issues he had. I could tell you when I was living in Houston at the time, when all of the Deshaun Watson stuff was coming up, at first it was like, no, no. And it's like, well, this is some sort of extortion. Because
I kind of felt that way, too. I was like, what?
Because there's five or six of them. All of a sudden, it starts to continue to grow, and then you're like...
No, the first one or two, I was like, this doesn't sound right. But then when it got more than two, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is getting out of control.
Well, yeah, I think people in Houston didn't want to believe it because that's your franchise quarterback. Like, that's the guy. He and DeAndre Hopkins were supposed to carry the Texans into this renaissance era. And all of a sudden, you start to hear more, and you're like, oh, okay, there's a lot to it. And then fans turned out. I will say, I was proud that fans were like, you know what, he might have been a good quarterback, but this isn't somebody we want around. But as for Justin Tucker, we never heard anything bad about Deshaun Watson either. So there are times where you don't hear anything, but that doesn't necessarily... Everything's going to come out over the course of time. Like, everything is going to exposed to the light of day.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, but I'm like, man, what the heck is going on here?
I mean, if where there's smoke, there's fire, right? Like, you have to, if I'm Justin Tucker, I cooperate every step of the way. And I, you know, if I need to be subpoenaed, I take those oaths. I do everything I can to clear my innocence, clear my name, but... Don't be combative. Deshaun Watson kind of got combative and defensive. I think if you're cooperating with it, then I feel like you got nothing to hide. But it was kind of shocking when you hear it.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, why is there a debate about how often you should bathe or shower? We'll get to that next year on The Lake Show. All right, real quick before we get into taking a bath. One text, this is an outlier. This is the only text like this out of all the texts that we got on the opening 30 minutes from the 952. Henry, and whoever your producer, it is so sad you can't see your own actions, the actions of the callers and your general demeanor for the hypocritical actions they are. I mean, my God, the callers come on spewing lies and hatred, and you say you are on their side. Your producer blames Trump for a military helicopter's pilot's mistake, which is 1,000% wrong. this after you claim to care about people not wanting to hear conspiracy theories. Jesus, how can you not see the hypocrisy? Never mind, I'm sure instead of thinking of victims after gun violence, you jump right on the banned guns bandwagon instead, mourning the victims. Just stop. Look in the mirror. You, respectfully, are dope. You are someone that needs to look in the mirror. You are exactly who I'm talking about. That is not a person that can look at Donald Trump and hold him accountable for making ridiculous comments. You indeed are the person that is ruining our nation. Never once have you ever listened to The Lake Show in the years that it's been on WCCO and heard me say once, ban guns. You've never heard that. Number two, if you think and listen for a second, because you can't think and listen for a second, because you hear what you want to hear, you are not displaying the capability with listening comprehension to understand that Donald Trump should not go in front of a nation, not go in front of a world, and start saying ridiculous things and start making accusations and conspiracy theories, which I did not do. That is what you are owning up to. It's unbelievable. But this is why we can't get anywhere. It's because people think that there are people out here in the world that can do no wrong. And there are people that can do things and never have to be criticized. Anybody can be criticized, regardless of your gender, your religion, your political party. But you are the problem. I'm not the problem. I'm doing things in this world, making my community, making my state, making the people around me better. So with all due respect, Texter, you ain't gonna make me feel bad tonight. You need to look in the mirror. I feel good about what I'm doing in the life that I'm living because I'm doing damn good work. You won't take that happiness, that pride, that joy away from me.
And let me say, I was not blaming Donald Trump for the crash. What I was saying is I was pointing out factual things that he has done since taking office. All of those are things that are quantifiable. Those things, it's not DEI, okay? We don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, Donald Trump is bad because he did this. That's not anything about this. Nobody's blaming Donald Trump for this.
People get upset.
But we're saying it's not what you say.
People get upset like a couple days ago with the DEI conversation. When you say stuff about the trans community, right? You say stuff about the trans community, but then when I give you facts, what was it, Dan from Hopkins? When I gave Dan facts, it was hard for him to talk when I get him when I smack facts in his face. When I smack facts in his face, well, where'd you get that from? The Department of Labor. Well, this is my experience. Well, I just gave you facts. You're giving me what you allege you've dealt with, and I'm giving you facts. See, this is the problem. And this is why people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are so scary. Because we have people that rove around the world and they want to try to navigate and put things on us that aren't factual, that have no real basis. They want to run around with conspiracy theories and don't want to deal with real life things that are impacting all of us. Real life consequences. I wonder what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thinks about the tuberculosis situation in Kansas right now, which is a massive outbreak. I wonder what he thinks about that. I'm going to tell you real quick, and I got textures that are like, tell him what it is, Henry. Thank you, Henry. The bottom line is, I think that some of you, and I say some, and I say a real small number of you, think that when you text the show or when you call in or you're on the other side of a topic or an idea or a conversation, that somehow, some way, Henry Lake's going to feel bad. I don't feel bad at all. I'm standing on business. And if you got a problem with that, have a problem with it. We'll get back to why. Well, we'll get to, because I didn't get to it here this segment because I'm ranting and raving. We'll get to why Chris Tubbs doesn't take a shower a little bit later. I'm joking. Hey, coming up next, every Minnesota sports fan should love that the Big Ten has expanded. We'll get to that next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.